It's our SME of the week, and today we speak to a young lady who discovered her entrepreneurial instincts while studying for her honours in biology at university to set up a technology-based student accommodation platform. It's like Airbnb, only it's specifically for students. Well, to tell us about how she started and her journey so far, I'm joined in studio by Alexandria Proctor. She's the founder of accommodation startup business DigsConnect.com. Welcome, Alexandria.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I love Joburg.
I love your energy. So, it's an amazing story. How and when were you, you know, when you were supposed to be focusing on your studies, did you come up with the idea of DigsConnect? And tell us exactly what the offering is.
So it's interesting because I'm from the Eastern Cape originally. And then when I went to Cape Town to go to UCT, you know, it was my first experience trying to find student accommodation. And I thought, you know, it's just like a me issue. And then some of my friends also from out of town had the same issue. We spoke about it. We're like, oh, just, you know, you have to deal with it. And then in my third year, I was elected onto the SRC, you know, the Student Representative Council.
Yeah.
And my portfolio was a day students coordinator. And the day students coordinator is basically responsible for everyone not in residence. And this is the vast majority of students across South Africa.
Mm.
I mean, for example, UCT has about 30,000 students and
sure.
only about 6,000 beds in residence.
Hmm.
So the vast majority are off campus. And I was remembering my little SRC office and having queues out the door, students saying, where do we go? Like, we're not in res, we're not from Cape Town, it's my first time in the city, I don't know where to find student accommodation. Could you get those posts on the wall, but those were like out of date, or they've been filled up, or it was last year's stuff. There literally was, unless you knew a friend, there's nowhere to go. And I was thinking, this is crazy. Like, how is there no, this is the age of Uber. Like, where is there no website for this? And the narrative of the media was that there's a lack of accommodation.
Yes.
But I don't think that's true, though, because, you know, I had landlords calling in, I had private residences calling in saying, we've got vacancies, we've got beds. Where are the students? So I was matching them up one at a time. And I thought, let me just build a website. Literally over a weekend, I was studying as a side project just for the SRC. Let me build this website and just see what happens.
Wow, that's so excellent. So when did you start this business? And did you do it on your own or have you had help along the way?
So the website was launched in January 2018. I started alone originally and it was really tough. Like founding a company, especially with like no business knowledge, it was really tricky. Like, you know, it's like I knew it was a good idea and I knew people wanted to use it, but like there's some things I just weren't, I wasn't very good at. Like,
yeah.
I'm quite a big picture person, I'm not good with the details. But then a friend of mine in the SRC called Greg is just phenomenal, things like operations and everything I'm really bad, he was really good at.
Okay.
So we started chatting and he's like, can we partner with you? And that was one of the best decisions I think I've ever made in my entire life. And we just worked so well together. And then a few months later, I met our third partner, Brendan, also from UCT, also studying with us. And he joined the founding team. And that was what made it work. You know, I think
wow.
the team is everything, especially for a young startup. Your team is everything.
That's right.
You've got to have people that your skill sets are complementary, that you can work really well together. You're excited. You're energized. And then, yeah, basically where you can't do something, someone else can do that thing.
Fill the gaps.
So, exactly.
So where in the country have you got property owners and students to connect? In which cities? And what's the price range for the various offerings? Because you do provide, you know, single rooms, flatlets, and even whole houses.
Yeah, sure. We list everything from like experiment your house to like, you know, your traditional digs or communes to like entire buildings. I mean, one of our buildings has like 4,000 beds in it. So the whole spectrum. And it's cool because we really are unlocking these extra beds around the country. You know, you see governments saying, oh, we need more student accommodation. And we're saying it's there. Let South Africans open up their homes, pay off their mortgages, you know, by renting out these bedrooms to students. Students need this.
Yes.
I got a bit sidetracked there from your question. You're asking about...
No, I was just basically saying, you know, what's the price range, which is important for students.
So we work across the country. We now list about 68,000 beds
yes.
across South Africa.
That's a lot.
Yeah. The growth has been hectic. It's like being strapped to a rocket ship sometimes. We start in Cape Town, so that's our heart market. So it's Cape Town, Stellenbosch, and then Joburg, Pretoria. So that's why I'm in Joburg all the time.
Okay.
Also, I love Joburg, so I'm happy to come here. The energy is amazing.
You're welcome.
But, we list in Joburg, Pretoria, and in between that Midrand, Centurion stretch, Grahamstown's a big market for us. So Rhodes
okay.
University, I was actually there 2 weeks ago, had an amazing event with some landlords there. PE, Durban, Maritzburg. We recently launched in Bloem, Polokwane, George.
Okay.
Sure, I think I'm
wow.
beginning some. Yeah, we're all over. Wherever there's a university or a college or a TVET, we have cooking schools that, you know, have their students go to us. We partner with colleges and universities, and then they kind of say to their students, go on DigsConnect because you can find everything. You know, if you're looking for a spare room or a house or a res or a roommate even. We even have a roommate feature on DigsConnect.
Yes.
It's all on there, on our app, on our website. It makes sense to the schools, you know.
And the price range?
Yeah. So South Africa is interesting because it's so diverse. I mean, we have everything from, we got some places in, you know, the Eastern Cape that are around like 2,000 rand.
Yes.
Right up to some places in Stellenbosch, they're like 12,000 rand. I mean,
wow.
this is like per room.
Wow.
So South Africa is an interesting market, especially from like a marketing point of view.
Yes.
You think now, look at your type of student in South Africa. They are so varied. You know,
that's
you
right.
have your super wealthy students that want to have very high-end accommodation. And then you have, you know, rural students that are the first in their family to go to university, you know. So how do we cater to all those needs, provide a valuable good service for all of those?
That's right.
And you know, coming across in our branding and our marketing and the UX of our website, we're always thinking about this. Like, getting to the mindset of each of these students and being like, how does this make sense for them and provide value to them?
Mm. So tell us, in the business model, at what point does Digs Connect take its cut? How do you make your money?
So that was something that took us a while to figure out. You know, we were just kind of like three friends at varsity working on a website. None of us study business. I mean, I did biology, Greg did politics, and Brendan did quantity surveying. So we knew like nothing about, you know, how to being an entrepreneur or anything like that.
Yeah.
We just built the website, started getting insane growth, and we were like, sure, we should maybe try and, you know, monetize this. And it actually came to us. We found that during the really busy season, so this is like starting now, so I say between like September, October, Stellenbosch, I was picking up, then Cape Town, this is people start looking for accommodation and booking for the next year.
Yeah.
Then you have Joe Pretoria, then kind of like trailing after that. Landlords will call us and say, I made a listing this morning at 8 a.m., but there's been such a rush of listings that now I'm on page 4. Can I pay you guys to be on page 1? And we were like, that's a cool idea. Like, sure. Definitely.
So the money just came to you.
That's how it happened. Yeah, people wanted to pay us to get that extra exposure. And that was fantastic. We built something valuable enough that people wanted to pay for it. You know?
Yeah.
There's this great saying. There's this incubator called Y Combinator in California. And their motto is build things that people want.
That's right.
And we just tried to like encompass as much as possible. And I think that it just... You just follow, see what people want. If people want to pay for something, there's obviously value in there. You know, there's value exchange. So that's where we realized that when people wanted to pay for that exposure to fill their rooms up. And we thought through what landlords wanted. And basically, they just want to fill their rooms with good tenants that stay for the duration of their lease.
Yes.
So as long as we're just filling those rooms up, providing leads, I think we're providing our value add.
Wow.
So that's when we start building our business model around that.
Very quickly, Alexandria, you managed to raise funds to the tune of $12 million, not dollars. how did you source those funds? And presumably it's to boost your business.
Yes. Yeah, so we actually, we weren't going to raise funds at first. We were just sort of chugging along, the three of us and Big Boris Steele. We were self-funded. And then we decided that the growth was really phenomenal. We felt like to give this company a real fighting opportunity to be big. We wanted to raise money to hire more staff. You know, developers are very expensive. Put some real sort of power behind our marketing. And so then we looked to go raise money. And we actually had this incredible guy we met who does, like, he leads fundraising rounds. So he's got a background, his name's Simon, background at Deloitte. So financial background, which really helped us because we were quite financially weak. And he helped us sort of get that pitch deck put together, kind of make ourselves, like, investor ready. And you spend, like, I think you spend more time preparing yourself than the actual pitching is short. So we went out, we pitched a few times, and we had some amazing offers on the table. But the guys we eventually met were just absolutely fantastic. They blew us away. It really was like instant chemistry where we were just completely aligned with what went for the company, the future of the company, where we were going. And within 2 weeks, we had like a term sheet on the table. We wrapped it up. It was fantastic. And we raised a lot more than we planned to. But we couldn't have asked for better partners.
Alexandra, I love your energy. All the very best
with your
business. That was Alexandria Proctor. She's the founder of accommodation startup business, Digs Connect.